13 13 32 is our number at 24 minutes past 7, and we'll keep you posted on what's happening on the M4, because there are real dramas there with that accident this morning, so be patient, particularly if it's your first day back at work. If you are actually driving and you're stuck in traffic, you can have a look around at some of the new developments that are happening around town. The changing face of Sydney suburbs. There aren't too many suburbs where there isn't a lot of development going on. Telegraph saying today that the Planning Minister, Rob Stoikes, is declaring war on ugly buildings, creating the first style guide for Sydney suburbs to ensure the state's housing boom doesn't destroy communities. So in other words, they're going to put out a guide saying, well, this is what you should be building. So what defines an ugly building? Let's find out. The Minister's on the line. Rob Stoikes, good morning.
G'day.
Minister, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us, what is an ugly building in your eyes?
Well, yeah, you said at the end there, in my eyes, design is always a question of the beholder, but there are some pretty simple rules that we can use to raise the bar, and a lot of those rules come back to responding to the site it's building on. So you look at some of the classic architecture around the world, and why we like it and why it appeals to us is because it makes sense in that environment. So in an Australian environment, things like water-sensitive urban design, things like verandas, like big eaves, those sorts of design features make for really attractive buildings, and part of the reason they're attractive is because they make sense. They're efficient, they have lower energy costs to run them, so they're more affordable for people, and they settle into the environment well, and they speak to our heritage quite well, and they're the sorts of things that as our suburbs change and often get bigger, it's the way in which we can ensure that existing communities aren't faced with a lot of ugly buildings around them.
So when you have a look at, say, suburbs like Bondi and Coogee, these so-called iconic suburbs, but they're as ugly as all hell. I mean, it looks like someone spilt a big bucket of Lego bricks about 50 years ago and everyone just moved in.
And there's one of the key challenges. When you're building near the coast or near the bush, you've got some incredible natural features that redeem a lot of questionable design. That's why cities like Melbourne, for example, have focused so much on design, because they don't have much else going for them. Whereas Sydney has got this incredible harbour, incredible rivers and beaches and bushland. We've relied on that for too long. It's still going to be, obviously, the iconic features of our city, but not everyone gets to live next to the harbour. And as a result, we've got to be very thoughtful about the sorts of places we're creating that are further afield.
Now, you're saying you don't want to destroy communities with ugly developments, but aren't we going to be doing that by making all of these high-density apartment buildings and putting them into almost every suburb around Sydney?
We will if we don't do it very carefully, and that's why the focus on design. There's some things that we can't do terribly much about, and that is that cities like Sydney, right across the world, are getting bigger. There's a whole range of reasons for that, and it creates a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunities. So they're upside to big global cities. But the downside is if we don't design them carefully, they can be more congested and uglier. They can be hotter because the more concrete and density and fewer trees you have in a particular area, you actually increase the local the heat of the local area. So we've got to be very, very careful. The good news is in a city like Sydney, our growth patterns in the past have been pretty inefficient. So we've got a lot of land area. We can fit a lot more people in without destroying what is precious about.
We know that. Are these guidelines? I mean, I see guidelines. If they're guidelines, does it mean you're going to put the guidelines out, which will make sense, and then someone will say, well, actually, that's fine, thank you very much, I'll just build what I want to, which will be cheaper and not all that good?
Yeah, and see, this is one of the challenges when you come to design, as you opened with, it's very much in the eye of the beholder. So we want to provide the support to people who may not think for themselves. There's a lot of developers out there doing all sorts of innovative things with architects and designers and being thoughtful. The last thing we want to do is stifle that, but we want to raise the bar for those, particularly developers in the middle ring suburbs, who are, often their business model is just intent on throwing up apartment buildings. We want to send a very clear message to them that we expect better.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you avoided the question before. What do you find ugly? What's Sydney's ugliest building, as far as you're concerned? You're the planning minister. Come on.
That's putting me on the spot. I hate to say it, but sort of where do I start? I reckon there's a lot of ugliness around it, but I'll I'll answer it this way. I'll say that the ugly buildings are those that, frankly, could be anywhere. I don't like the prospect of Sydney in 20 years' time could be a city anywhere in the world, and apart from the gum trees, we wouldn't be able to know where the hell we were. I want us to develop something that's uniquely Sydney. We've got plenty of examples of it. Plenty of suburbs have a key character. That's the sort of thing we need to focus on. Otherwise, we just end up being an anywhere city, which I think would be a real shame.
All right, Minister, thank you for that. We'll see what our listeners think. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Rob Stokes there, the Minister. He wasn't prepared to name anything, was he?
No, he would not name the ugliest building in Sydney. But we'll take your nominations.
Ugliest building in Sydney, 131332 is the number.